Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alrighty, AMA, you ask, and guess what we do? We answer. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, AMA, as we do it every single Wednesday at this time. James Seltzer, questions, Facebook, Twitter, and text line. What do people want to know?
All right, let's start it out on Twitter with our buddy Beat the Hammer on Twitter, the great Twitter account that has been tracking the Beat the Hammer games and wins and all that stuff. Beat the Hammer asks, how often are you guys recognized in public? And if so, how often do you respond and handle? How do you handle the jerks? Any cool stories from fan interactions?
Well, I'm sure John gets it more than I do. I mean, for me, it's pretty rare. It happens mostly at one of the sporting events. I guess you just, you know, obviously have a higher concentration of sports fans. So every once in a while at a Sixers game, Phillies game, something like that, occasionally out in public. But it doesn't happen for me too much. John, for you, what about you?
Well, no one's ever a jerk, that's for sure. I appreciate people, you know, liking our show.
Yep.
I appreciate the fact that they feel like they want to take the time to say, hey, you know, I like you.
Yep.
I like your stuff. And it's, you know, it's gratifying.
It is.
How do I respond? I talk to them and get to know them, and it's great.
Are you giving fist pumps these days instead of handshakes?
I mostly am.
Oh, I'm all in on handshakes.
Are you, James?
Oh, it's back. Remember, you thought it would be gone for. Yeah. It's back. The handshake is flat out back.
Here's my deal.
I tried the bow.
I'm good with.
Didn't
I know you did.
It doesn't work. People want a handshake.
I'm good with handshakes when it's not that many people. But if I'm gonna I'm gonna be around 24 straight people, I don't want to shake 24 hands.
Yeah,
that's kind of mine.
I just wash my hands after. I'm fine.
James, what do you got? Give me
the next question. All right, good question from Mike on Twitter, asking. We always talk about, you know, he's saying other than family, wives, kids, and Amy from Villanova, if she exists, what in life makes you truly happy? Because those are the answers we always get. What in life truly makes you happy outside of the obvious stuff?
I'll give you an answer. Other than Tecmo Bowl, you guys know I've talked about that before. I have always enjoyed and truly can tell you I feel most comfortable, I think honestly, most comfortable in life when I am around my sister's friends. I think it takes me back to my childhood. My sister always looked out for me. She still looks out for me. She's got great friends. And this, by the way, would also go to some of my brother's friends for sure. There's just a nice feeling of home base, childhood, but also being grown up, and just a lot of love. I mean, I got a lot of love for my brother and sister's friends from the 80s and 90s, and I appreciate their role in my family's life. So I feel real comfort there.
Comfort. That's the bottom line.
I thought that was a nice answer, and he rips me. I mean, what does the guy have to do around here to say?
That's
a touching answer.
I mean, he did say other than family. I mean, it's kind of family.
It's kind of
family,
but I'm saying my sister's and my brother's friends. Yeah.
I think the question is, what makes you happy? What makes
truly
you truly
happy?
Yeah,
outside of family, essentially.
I mean, I love coming in and doing this with you guys. I really appreciate the fact that we get to talk about these teams.
Yeah.
And I do. I really love it. I love a guitar, holding a guitar, playing a guitar, singing. I love the end of a day when I know all of my work is done and I've got World of Warcraft to look forward to. So,
very nice.
The simple things.
I would also add in
simple things is a good way.
When I go back to my old schools, that is Christmas Eve for me.
Really?
It makes me so happy. When I go back to my old schools, see some of my old teachers, just walk the hallways, it makes me so happy.
Huh.
Yep.
All right. Wasn't expecting that one.
Oh, yeah. That's big for me.
Okay.
I do like going to a school.
Yeah. It's okay. There,
it don't judge, back. James.
No, I'm not. I'm saying question. For me. It's okay. Not my thing. I'm saying good for you. I'm happy
no one
for you.
No one asked you. They asked
I wasn't
us.
Well, they do ask. I just don't ask. I just don't answer. They're like, for all three of you, and I just don't answer.
I'm giving you a hard
all
time.
All right. Josh Traynor. Good one here. If you could add any current athlete to any Philly sports team, which player would it be?
It's easy. It's easiest it's been in years. It's Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Yeah, that's my answer, too.
Just as easy as it
imagine you add Patrick Mahomes, you assuage all of the concerns that the front office has about our quarterback position. You use those three first-round picks to fill out this roster with studs.
Super easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's the easiest answer since, like, LeBron 10 years ago. It's as easy as
who would be second?
Josh Allen would be up there because of his age. I'd have to think about that. I'm not sure.
All right. Fun question from Ant Capelli. He asked, would you rather go around in the octagon with Conor McGregor or take a shot to the face by Mike Tyson?
Take a shot to the face. I could handle that. I mean, I would
easy
be,
one
I'd
for
be
him,
crippled.
Huh?
No, I'd be... Yeah, it would hurt.
Well, am I allowed to tap out of the entire round? Like I tap
no,
out.
You got to choose one or the other,
it.
Man.
I mean, that's brutal. That's torture.
Yeah, I guess I'd
the
rather
shot in the face. You'll probably get knocked out.
Yeah, I guess the shot in the face. You know, I guess
won't even remember it.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I honestly would probably die.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good for you.
Yeah, I think
no matter what.
I guess I'd have less chance of dying from one Mike Tyson punch. Then what is it, 3 minutes in an
I don't know if you would. Yeah. I think you might have more of a chance of getting seriously physically hurt with McGregor. Yeah. But in terms of, like, dying,
yeah,
like,
maybe.
Probably more likely to die by a punch.
I mean, honestly, either way, I do think I would die.
It wouldn't be good.
So it's just choosing which method of death.
How do you basically want to die? Yeah. Fun question. Yeah. All right, one more.
It's quicker. Take the quicker method.
Yeah, right. From our good buddy Tom in Abington, it's topical to today. He says, obviously, Ben Simmons is on the Mount Rushmore of most hated Philly athletes. Who rounds out the other three spots?
You know, I got to think about that. That's tough. It's funny that question was asked. I thought about that earlier in the day. Does J.D. Drew count as a Philadelphia sports athlete?
I'm not sure. He's, you know, never played here, but, you know, the whole thing. He's
if,
up there.
If he counts, he's obviously on the list.
Bynum come to mind.
I do think Ben Simmons has passed J.D. Drew in my mind.
Markel Fultz has got to be.
He's up there.
Yeah, but he's not Ben level.
I don't know. I mean, listen, no one's Ben level. Jason Babin, I think, would be on my Mount Rushmore.
Me too.
I couldn't stand that guy. And I was not an Asante Samuel fan.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
But let me.
I'd go Namdi over Asante.
I didn't hate Namdi.
I didn't
He's
hate
just
Namdi
a disappointment.
Either.
He seemed like a really nice guy. It was just.
Oh, he was a nice guy.
Just wasn't
guy.
Good.
I know.
Dunk.
I talked to him one time for a long time, and he really was a nice guy. But you're right, John. He stunk. Let me think about that. I'm going to try to come back with that. And then with that, we shut it down. All right, well, I suppose that question was asked not only because we're talking a lot Ben Simmons today, but because our Twitter poll question of the day is. And it's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park, where you can watch and wager on pro and college football at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question is Ben Simmons your least favorite Philadelphia sports athlete ever? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's talk to Mike in New Jersey. By the way, I got to say, that Orlando Scandrick, he was only here for like two or three games.
Oh, yeah, good one.
But, John, what he pulled after the Eagles lost to Dallas that one time, after the Eagles had cut him a couple weeks before that, and he did that thing in a video where he's getting in the car laughing at us, that guy was...
No, he had a few.
That guy was irksome.
He was talky after the fact.
All right, let's go to Mike in New Jersey. You ready? He did that one on the TV show. Yeah. Mike, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you all doing?
Doing great, Mike.
It's Dallas week.
Yeah.
I am pumped. Eagles by 7. I'm saying it right now. You heard it here first. Eagles by 7.
Yeah, it's a big game. Huge, obviously. By the way, Mike, I got one thing. I view Dallas week as the home game. I don't view it's a week where the Eagles play the Dallas Cowboys. But to me, the phrase, and I think this is miscast by a lot of people, media members and fans.
All week, I've seen on Twitter nonstop, Dallas week, Dallas week, Dallas week.
I don't think it is. Dallas week to me has always been the home game versus Dallas, not the road game.
No, if we're playing Dallas, it's Dallas week. I don't care where it is.
I know what you're saying. I don't agree. 7-point win would be great, Mike. It would be a beautiful thing.
It would be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
John, I realized this morning, we got talking about fishing. I think it was last week when I called in. And when we were at the game Monday, I meant to show you a picture of my personal best that I caught locally.
Yeah? How big? What was it?
A little over 6 pounds.
A bass?
Yep, largemouth.
Nice. Wow.
All right, Mike, give me a great 80s movie character.
Wow, you give me the quick hook, huh, Joe?
What do you got?
You know what? It's hard to name one. I'm calling an audible for what I told Jimmy. I wish I could just say John Candy as a whole, but I'd have to say my absolute favorite is Chet Ripley from The Great Outdoors.
All right, buddy. Mike, appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Chris in Harrisburg. Chris, what do you got, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, Chris.
Good, good. Hey, Joe, I love you. And
I do
take bass. It's been a while, though. 50 cents a gallon for water. You figure 40 gallons a tub, $20 a bath. That's 140 a week, 7,000 maybe something a year. We could help pay Simmons' salary off with that.
Jeez.
But another thing, I did take bass, too. It's just been a while. I'm 57, maybe 50 years ago.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something.
Maybe
Chris.
50 years ago. That
Chris,
was good.
When you were in elementary school.
I guarantee you, though, you found it soothing back in the day, and you would find it soothing if you did it today. It's a wonderful
Probably.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, my last one was the ice tub bath in high school for football. But, that wasn't soothing.
No, that's a different deal.
Love you, brother.
Thank
and,
you.
And Michael J. Fox is the guy.
Well,
Back
give me,
to the Future,
well,
maybe?
It's already been said. Marty McFly is off the board.
What about Indiana Jones?
Has already been said. You got one more shot. One more.
I'm good. Hey, wait. Breaking news on CNN or something. Ben Simmons just got traded for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Tell you what.
Some kid named Billy in New Jersey.
That's too much value. He's not worth a PB&J sandwich. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate
just
it.
Just the J.
Well, I don't have a J.
Yeah, he's a PB.
Nice. Yeah. he's a jelly sandwich. He's not even a PB. Peanut butter's too good. He's a jelly sandwich.
PB and
you know what? Just bread with butter. Let's just trade some bread with butter for him.
And John, if he was a PB, what word would we associate? What P word would we associate with Ben Simmons?
Brother.
James, is there a P word that comes to mind for you?
Pompous.
Well, I was thinking a little
I
further.
I know you were. I'm trying to divert here,
thinking,
buddy.
A little further down in the alphabet.
I know what you mean.
It's pretty close to Z. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's near X. It's near Y. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. As I said earlier, Ben Simmons is a male, but he's not a man. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. By the way, coming up, it's true.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers. John, believe it or not, Doc Rivers has commented on the record today about the Ben Simmons situation.
Was he honest? Was
a
he
short
open?
Time ago. I will let you judge it.
Okay.
We will hear it together. Doc obviously trying to get out ahead of it, a little damage control. What he said, we'll lay it out for you next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.